This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Wednesday, March 10th. Cattle trying to get some traction here to the upside. We were stabilizing for several sessions, and the market looks like it's now ready to take a run to the upside. Maybe not a run, but certainly get some upward momentum going. The front month live cattle are struggling more so than the back months. As we see those back months bumping up against contract highs, the front months are still a couple dollars away from that. On the June, Aprils are still a good, $7 away from it. So we've definitely had the bigger break on the front months. The cash trade has really not been established so far this week. Box beef continues to come under pressure on the choice. We were down 205 yesterday at 229. Select was up 67 cents at 224. So the spread lost another 272. We're sitting at $5.23. That's the narrowest it's been in months and months. 158 loads were moved yesterday. Slaughter so far this week, we're at 242,000 head. That's 1,000 less than a week ago and 5,000 less than a year ago. The feeder cattle index was up 10 cents. We're at 134.02. So feeder cattle actually taking the lead here on the upside. I did not expect to see that. I figured cash markets would rebound here pretty well coming into a strong demand seasonal, and live cattle would lead the way higher. But the corn market is under some pressure, and that's certainly helping the feeder cattle get a bit more lift than the live cattle, especially if the cash trade has been so quiet. So I think that going forward, I do think the cattle have a good shot at moving higher. And again, if corn is going to break the way it is, feeders have little reason to go down. You're getting a huge rain and snow event across the southern and central plains. That's going to go a long way to getting the pasture conditions and winter wheat grazing, if they're going to choose to do that, off to a great start this spring. So I would expect that pastures will be in good shape, and that demand for feeder cattle is going to be strong as you get into April. And it likely would suggest that you're going to see the normal seasonal demand for calves be strong into that early May time window when they wrap up placing calves on grass. It looks like the corn market is establishing a high. Same thing with wheat. And even if corn just stays flat, and if the rains are there in the pastures, again, I think the demand for calves will be very strong. So from a feeder cattle perspective, things look good. This rain event across the southern plains is huge, and rains forecast for Argentina are pressuring the corn market, and that's huge as well. For live cattle, I think it's a matter of stabilizing and waiting to see if this cash market is going to show some signs of life. The box beef has really come under a great deal of pressure over these last couple weeks. I'm kind of surprised by that, to be honest. I could see the storm backing up supplies and kind of bottlenecking cattle, but coming out of that, demand from the retail sector was expected to be strong. It clearly is just not showing that. We haven't seen the demand prop up yet either for the spring grilling season. I would think that that's just around the corner. It just seems little reason to me that you won't have a strong consumer demand base with stimulus on the way, with spring on the way, and with tighter slaughter numbers on the way. It just seems to be to line up for a good solid push to the upside into that normal seasonal window, which frankly normally sometimes can come as early as mid-March. It can stretch into early to mid-April. It sure seems to me like this is going to be more of a late March, early April seasonal high window as we work our way through the bottleneck created by the storms. So I have a bullish slant to the cattle market. And again, with the moisture coming across southern and central plains, that's just, you can't overstate how important that is, because it's a huge drought area and it's huge grazing, it's huge cattle area. And this is going to just be a major shot in the arm for pasture conditions, winter wheat, spring crop seeding, all of those things that go on. This is going to set that up very nicely. And again, if corn's going to start to work its way lower, that just adds more bullish impetus to the feeder cattle market. So I think there's some good solid upside here coming for the cattle complex, both lives and feeders. And we just work our way higher into the normal seasonal window for early May for feeders and probably early April for live cattle. Any questions, you can call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.